The Dow is up 112 points at 40,973. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing misinformation and disinformation in the media, today in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org. There is the Detroit Symphony, conducted by Paul Perret, with the Coronation March. From The Prophet, music by composer Giacomo Meyerbeer. Here on Kansas Public Radio, your place. For NPR News, classical music continues now through the afternoon hours. I'm Jeff Watson, and it's a pleasure to be with you. In this hour, we've got something for you called the Caribbean Concerto, also known as the first guitar concerto of one Herbert Chappelle, along with a marvelous sonata for violin and piano, one I don't think we've ever played for you before in the afternoon, from composer Robert Casadesus, all just ahead of us. Of course, it is our fall fanfare, when we remind you that we rely on your pledges of support for everything that we do here on KPR, and you can make that pledge over at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-577-5268. We'll take your pledge any time of the day for this afternoon. We're putting the fall fanfare in the background just a little bit. We'll be mainly focusing on the music between noon and three. And we'll focus next on a recording of the Hamburg Symphony, to hear music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. We have a concerto for you that was requested by Rimsky-Korsakov's teacher, Mili Balakirev, to be a part of a concert from the Free Music School Concerts in St. Petersburg in the 1881 season. Balakirev wanted his student to write a piano concerto, but Rimsky-Korsakov himself wasn't a pianist and didn't have much background in piano technique, so he ended up poring over the piano works of Franz Liszt for inspiration and ideas, and in the end, this piano concerto was dedicated to Liszt. We'll hear Rimsky-Korsakov's piano concerto in C-sharp minor, played by the Hamburg Symphony, conducted by Richard Capp, along with pianist Michael Punti, on KPR. Composed in 1881, the piano concerto in C-sharp minor by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, performed by the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra, led by Richard Capp, along with pianist Michael Punti, on Kansas Public Radio. Well, the time is 1:25. And still to come, in about 10 minutes' time, another concerto for you, one for guitar, known as the Caribbean Concerto, from composer Herbert Chappelle. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All-natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982, with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. Next on KPR, we have music that I'm sure I've never played for you before, from composer and pianist Robert Casadesus, a French composer born in the late 19th century and member of a prominent musical family with descendants going back to pupils of César Franck. We're going to listen to some music that he composed when he was 28 years old in 1927, something that he dedicated to one of his students at the Paris one of his teachers, rather, at the Paris Conservatory, one Marie-Francois Emmanuel. His Sonata for Violin and Piano No. 1. With us next, violinist Fritz Gerhardt, along with John Owings on piano on KPR. It was written in 1927 by French composer Robert Casadesus, the Sonata for Violin and Piano No. 1, played by Fritz Gerhardt, violinist, and John Owings at piano on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:37, and we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have another concerto to share with you from the British composer Herbert Chappell, a British composer born in 1934 and a man who was... whose music was a constant presence on BBC radio. This is something he wrote in the 1980s while on holiday in Antigua. This is known as the Caribbean Concerto for guitar and orchestra, described as arguably the most dynamic, colorful, and explosive guitar concerto of the last half century. We're with guitarist Eduardo Fernandez and the English Chamber Orchestra led by Barry Wordsworth on Kansas Public Radio. Known as the Caribbean Concerto, or Guitar Concerto No. 1 by Herbert Chappell, composed in the 1980s. We listen to the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Barry Wordsworth, with guitarist Eduardo Fernandez, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1 p.m., and up next, news from NPR. Classical music continues in the next hour with a Beethoven piano trio, along with the famous Serenade for Strings by Dvorak. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some music written early on in the life and career of Sergei Rachmaninoff. First is a keyboard work, a scherzo in F major, arranged for orchestra, performed by the St. Louis Symphony, led by Leonard Slatkin, here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues on your Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being on hand. I'm Jeff Watson, with more to share, such as the London Chamber Orchestra, joining us in about 20 minutes' time, for the monumental Serenade for Strings by Antonin Dvorak. That's just ahead here on KPR, and we're enjoying the classics until 3. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, September 22nd, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We have some of Beethoven's chamber music next in a recording of the Nash Ensemble, something that he wrote when he was about 26 years old in 1797. One of his piano trios, this one, goes by the name of the Gassenhauer Trio. The word Gassenhauer apparently translates to pop song or street song. It's a sort of term they had back in the late 18th century for the kind of popular snappy tune that everybody on the street was singing, music that got into everybody's heads. And in 1797, there was apparently a comic opera from a composer named Josef Weigel. It went by the name of the Corsair, and it apparently had one of these snappy numbers, whose title translated to, "Before beginning this awesome task, I need a snack." It's the sort of tune that everybody in Vienna was singing back in the day, and Beethoven used that very tune to compose a set of variations that made up his piano trio No. 4 in B-flat major, known as the Gassenhauer Trio. And here's the Nash Ensemble with the performance on Kansas Public Radio. From Beethoven and his fourth piano trio in B-flat major, composed in 1797, known as the Gassenhauer Trio, performed today by the Nash Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:32 is the time. At the top of the hour, news from NPR, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. Later on tonight, the music continues on at 7 p.m. after All Things Considered, with Classics Live at 7 p.m. And then, from 8 to 9, Destiny is your host for Tango Thursday. She'll feature an array of dances in the tango flavor and end with a fun cafe waltz by Franz Waxman. Much more to look forward to in our exploration of the classics, getting underway tonight at 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. So we just heard a Beethoven piano trio. Yesterday at this time, we heard one of Dvorak's piano trios that was composed in 1876 and mentioned how that had helped bring him to the attention of Johannes Brahms and then later to international fame. He wasn't exactly idle before 1876. The previous year, he had been busy indeed writing his Fifth Symphony, a whole string quintet, his first piano trio, many Moravian duets, as well as a full-scale opera called Wanda. And it's also the year that he wrote one of his most enduring and popular orchestral works, which is the following Serenade for Strings in E-flat major. Here's Christopher Warren Green and the London Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The monumental Serenade for Strings by Dvorak, played by the London Chamber Orchestra, led by Christopher Warren Green, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 o'clock and more in the next hour, such as the suite The Jayhawkers by Jerome Maras. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Scientists say a merit, All Things Considered, from NPR News.
All Things Considered headed your way today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District, now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
But in Gaza, the services are no longer there.
That's NPR's Ruth Sherlock reporting. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 135 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a little tune by Sir Edward Elgar for small orchestra that he wrote in 1913 called Carissima. This was apparently one of the first of Elgar's works to ever be recorded, albeit on some very old technology back in 1914 by the Gramophone Company. Some music that Elgar dedicated to the sister of one of the gramophone professional singers. A much more recent and much better recording of the Northern Symphonia of England there, conducted by Richard Hickox on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson with some more classical music before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m. And between now and then, we have one of the early string symphonies by Felix Mendelssohn, the very first, as a matter of fact. The London Festival Orchestra has that. And then later, the City of Prague Philharmonic, with music from one of the great American film composers, and a suite from a film of particular interest to those of us here in Northeast Kansas, from the 1959 historical western The Jayhawkers. All just ahead, here on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. We're joined now by the Scottish National Orchestra for a tone poem by Jean Sibelius. This tone poem could be the musical depiction of a fantasy landscape, a hunting expedition, a bard's storytelling, or merely the essence of the Finnish people. It could be about all of those things, or none of them. This is something that Elgar wrote without any specific program or literary source in mind, just a toned poem of great evocative and adventurous character, written in 1891 called On Saga. Sir Alexander Gibson leads the Scottish National Orchestra, next on KPR. An adventurous tone poem from 1891 by Jean Sibelius called On Saga, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson, on Kansas Public Radio. 1 minute before 2:30, still to come, the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra and an orchestral suite derived from the score from the 1959 classic western The Jayhawkers, music by Jerome Maras, in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Music for you next by Felix Mendelssohn, one of history's great musical child prodigies, and what we will listen to is from his childhood. By the time 1821 rolled around, Mendelssohn was 12 years old, and he embarked on his most ambitious project to that date. He composed a series of 13 string symphonies, whole symphonic pieces, with the string sections only. About 13 in between the years of 1821 and 1823, these were symphonies that were both inspired by as well as tributes to the symphonic works of Haydn and Mozart. We'll hear the very first of those, composed in 1821, String Symphony No. 1, with the London Festival Orchestra, led by Ross Popel, on Kansas Public Radio. The first of 13 string symphonies by Felix Mendelssohn, written when he was a boy of 12 in 1821, we heard the London Festival Orchestra, on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in hearing music from a young Mendelssohn performed live and are looking for something to do this Sunday, the 15th, check out the Opus 76 Quartet with a concert, Youthful Impressions, music of Mendelssohn and Ravel, taking place at the Loretto at 1111 West 39th Street in Kansas City. They'll have along with them members of the Youth Symphony of the Kansas City Symphony for music by Mendelssohn and Ravel. Once again, it is at the Loretto this Sunday, 2 to 3:30 p.m. at 1111 West 39th Street in KC. It's 2:41, and at 3 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News is on the way. We have for you next some music from an American film composer, Jerome Maras, born in 1913, and as an early composer, started writing music for the theater in his youth, and he met up with Aaron Copland and Bernard Herrmann during that time. And like both of them, he would have a great career writing music for the moving pictures from about 1948 to 1969, writing the music for films such as The Big Country, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and in 1959, the historical western The Jayhawkers, taking place in pre-Civil War bleeding Kansas era. We'll hear a suite from the Jayhawkers with the City of Prague Philharmonic, led by Paul Bateman on KPR. A suite from the 1959 historical western, The Jayhawkers, by Jerome Maras, performed by the City of Prague Philharmonic, led by Paul Bateman on Kansas Public Radio. A special treat to leave you with. As 3 o'clock approaches, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Thursday afternoon. Stay with us for All Things Considered. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from First Presbyterian Church Lawrence, worshiping at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday at 2415 Clinton Parkway, or virtually on YouTube. More information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org.